Lesson 19. The Spider and the Fly. "Will you walk into my parlour?" said the spider to the fly. "'Tis the prettiest little parlour that ever you did spy. The way into my parlour is up a winding stair, and I've got many curious things to show you when you're there." "Oh, no, no," said the little fly, "to ask me is in vain, for who goes up your winding stair can ne'er come down again. I'm sure you must be weary, dear, with soaring up so high. Will you rest upon my little bed?" said the spider to the fly. "There are pretty curtains drawn around, the sheets are fine and thin, and if you like to rest a while, I'll snugly tuck you in." "Oh, no, no," said the little fly, "for I've often heard it said, they never, never wake again who sleep upon your bed." Said the cunning spider to the fly, "Dear friend, what can I do to prove the warm affection I've always felt for you? I have within my pantry good store of all that's nice. I'm sure you're very welcome. Will you please to take a slice?" "Oh, no, no," said the little fly, "kind sir, that cannot be. I've heard what's in your pantry, and I do not wish to see." "Sweet creature," said the spider, "you're witty and you're wise. How handsome are your gauzy wings, how brilliant are your eyes. I have a little looking-glass upon my parlour shelf. If you'll step in one moment, dear, you shall behold yourself." "I thank you, gentle sir," she said, "for what you please to say, and bidding you good morning now, I'll call another day."